My name is Paxton. I'm 11.
And I'm Silas. And I'm 8. We're selling lemonade.
And popcorn and Twizzlers.
So how did you decide on what you're going to sell along with the lemonade?
So I started this 2 and 3 years ago. And most kids sell stuff like donuts or cookies and stuff like that. So I thought, why sell something like that when you can sell popcorn? We've made a lot of money.
How much is a lot of money?
Somewhere over 100. So
that is some pretty good money. So what are you guys going to do with what you make?
So I'm trying to start a Lego club with Lego Mindstorms, which are robots. And then in this club, you compete in competitions over in Juneau, and the winner goes to like a USA competition somewhere.
How about you? What are you doing with your cut of the profits here?
I'm just saving it up.
Oh, that's very responsible of you. So what's your favorite thing about running a lemonade stand so far?
My favorite thing is just, I like talking with people and interacting, and it's fun.
Nice. How about you?
I like figuring out how a lot of people around here are friendly.
So what's the hardest thing about running a lemonade stand?
Probably the hardest thing would be when they get a lemonade for $1.50, and then they pay like a $10 bill, getting a change and all that. That's probably the hardest.
All right. Well, good luck today. I hope you make lots and lots more money.
Thank you.
It would be $1.50, yep. Please. Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
Here's your change.
Thank you. Good job.
All right, so what are your guys' names?
Ryder.
And Gunner.
And how old are you guys?
I'm 5.
I'm 8.
So tell me about your stand. What all are you guys selling?
We're selling regular lemonade. Just like snacks. Tea lemonade, and also just strawberry lemonade.
Okay.
And like some snacks and chips.
What's the hardest thing about being lemonade stand vendors?
Getting ice without getting too much ice.
Wow.
Right.
Is this fun so far? Do you think you're going to do it again next year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
My name is Samuel. I'm 8. I'm selling $1 for 3 cookies, $1 for a cup of lemonade, and 25 cents for a lemon head. And yeah.
Nice. So how did you decide on what all you were going to sell?
I don't know.
Did mom probably help you with that part?
Yeah.
Got a supportive mom back there. So what made you decide to want to do a lemonade stand?
I do one every year on Lemonade Day.
Okay.
How come? What seemed fun about that?
Well, making money.
You got something you say to folks when they come up to buy something? You got like your marketing spiel all figured out?
Well, I say, do you want to buy some lemonade? And I say that is $1 for a cup of lemonade, $1 for 3 cookies, 25 cents for lemon head, and yeah.
Well, good luck with everything. I hope it goes well today.
Thanks.
So can you tell me your names?
Hinnicky. And Ryan, his name is.
Okay.
So tell me about your stand. What all are you selling?
Well, we have matches for going hitting, and we have lemonade, and we have donuts my mom and dad made, and Biscotti.
Biscotti, cool.
So how's it going so far today?
Good.
Yeah, are you having fun?
Yeah. Look how much money we got.
Wow. So what are you going to do with all the money you make today?
Well, Ryan, he's going to there to buy the turtle, he gets the money, and I think I'm just doing this a toy, and how did it turn the dough to my tool?
Oh, that's nice.
What's your favorite part of being a lemonade seller?
Getting money.
That is a good thing.
What's the hardest part about being a lemonade seller?
Working.
You've got adulthood pretty much figured out at this point. And how old are you guys?
5, and he's 5 too.
You're both 5, okay. All right, well, good luck with everything today. I hope you sell out.
Thank you.
Can you beep your little horn for me?
Horn.
Very cool.
Rayleigh and I'm 8.
I'm Mike and I'm 10.
So what made you want to come out and do this?
Because it was a fun thing that we wanted to do almost every year.
Okay.
And the money had no part of it, huh?
No, it's just a fun thing that we just want to do.
I think Dad maybe disagrees over in the corner. So what are you guys going to do with all the money that you make?
Probably save it for something big, like going to Hawaii.
So what's your favorite thing about being a lemonade vendor?
Just making them have a good day on a sunny day with lemonade, refreshing lemonade.
Enjoy the day. Nice. Make them enjoy their day.
So what have you learned being a lemonade vendor?
It's very hard work.
Does that make you look forward to being a grown-up and having to work every day?
Yeah, I'm kind of tired of working.
I'm not really.
Well, good luck to you. I hope you guys make lots of money today.
Yeah,
thank you.
I'm Chris. I'm Christopher. And I'm 11, and he's Kaden, and he's 9.
And how did you guys end up being business partners here today?
We're brothers.
So give me the rundown on your stand here. What all are you selling?
We're selling different flavors of lemonade.
Okay.
Pomegranate, blueberry, watermelon, original.
And blueberry and lime.
So what are you planning on doing with the money that you make?
I don't quite know. I'm a video game. I'm an introvert. I'm probably going to save up for like a video game or get Subway.
So what's it like working with your brother? International sign for so-so. How about you? How's it going working with your brother? Is he a pretty good business partner, or is he kind of pushing you around?
Yes.
Well, anything else you guys want to say?
That our dad bought the syrup.
Okay, that's good. Contributing to the family business.
And also, I like your bracelet.
Oh, thank you.
Flattering the customers, that will get you far.
But you got that one on by yourself? Good job. Put it straw in. Good job. Okay, tell them how much.
$1.
Please.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thanks. Tell him thank you for coming.
Thank
you. There you go. Good job. Put them in this one. Thank you.
What's your name and how old are you guys?
I'm 5 and my name is Ava.
Okay.
I'm Zoe and I'm 6.
All right.
So what made you decide to do a lemonade stand?
I don't really know.
Say, because it seemed like a fun thing to do.
It seemed like a fun thing to do.
Okay. Has it been fun so far?
Yeah.
What's the most fun thing about selling lemonade?
Making the cups for people.
Making the cups for people.
Okay. What's the hardest thing about selling lemonade?
Are putting the lids on hard.
Putting the lids on hard.
Okay. So what are you going to do with the money that you make here today?
I'm going to put it in my piggy bank.
Cool. Are you saving up for something fun?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what all are you selling here today? Can you give me a tour of your stand?
Yeah.
Lemonade.
We got strawberry lemonade and we got the regular.
Lots of different cookies.
And lots of different cookies.
You guys gonna be lemonade sellers when you grow up?
I'm gonna be an artist.
Oh, okay.
How about you?
I'm gonna be a lemonade seller.
All right. We got a professional here. All right, well, thank you guys. Good luck with everything.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
I'm 8 and also I'm 7 years old.
Okay, so what are you doing here today?
Putting up a lemonade stand.
How's it going so far today?
Really good.
How many customers do you think you've had?
Like 20.
Oh, that's pretty good. Are you making lots of money?
Yeah.
How much do you think you made so far?
Like $40.
Wow. What are you going to do with all the money you make?
If I get enough money, I might buy my own little four-wheeler.
A four-wheeler. How much do you think a four-wheeler costs?
$200.
Okay. What's your favorite part of selling lemonade?
Getting money.
Getting money, that's a good thing. What's the hardest part about doing it?
Like getting the lemonade.
Getting the lemonade, getting it all mixed up and bringing it over here?
Yeah.
So do you want to do this when you're a grown up, you think, or you got something else in mind?
I'm going to do this and I'm going to do something else too.
Okay, good to diversify. That's pretty wise. All right, do you have anything else you want to say?
Not really.
Okay, well, good luck today. I hope you sell lots.
Okay.
Can I have one cookie, please?
Yeah. It only costs like $1. I'll give you $4, but what do you want me to keep the change?
I'll take $3 back. How about that? Thank you, sir.
What do you say?
You're welcome.
I'm Justine Thomas, and I'm 14.
I'm Elise Letton, and I'll be 14 in August.
I'm Alana Munson, and I'm 13.
So what made you decide to come to a lemonade stand?
Well, we did it last year, and it was a lot of fun.
Can you give me a tour of what you're selling here today?
We have chocolate-covered marshmallows with sprinkles, strawberry lemonade, and, well, normal lemonade, different types of slime, some brownies, no-bakes from Justine, and chocolate chip cookies. Then the unicorn poop slime. It is, you get to choose 3 different colors.
So you're gonna have to explain to me what unicorn poop slime is.
Not very many people know of it. Do you wanna explain, Justine? Sure.
So you pick 3 colors of slime and then we mix them all together. So it's like rainbow colors, like unicorn poop.
As we all know, unicorn poop has 3 colors. Okay, so what's been the big seller so far today?
I think the lemonade and the pop and the marshmallow covered chocolate things.
So what about all the baking and how does that figure into your profit margin?
Well, it took me about 5 hours because the chocolate kept on hardening. Oh. But luckily my friend Alana was here to help. And then we also did the brownies and the chocolate chip cookies. And so all together mine took about 5 hours and then we forgot to buy eggs, so.
What's the hardest thing about having a lemonade stand?
The fact that when your phone dies and you don't have a calculator anymore and somebody hands you a $50 bill.
Ah, the math.
Then you have the 50% off for this and the different things that you have to factor in. And you're like, oh, wait, what am I supposed to do?
What's your favorite part of doing this?
Definitely hanging out with my friends.
Is there anything else you guys want to say?
No. But it is definitely a great way to make new friends and meet people.
I'm Maddie, 7 years old.
I'm Lucas, and I'm 6 years old.
And are you guys brother and sister?
Yes.
So can you give me a tour? What all are you guys selling?
We're selling regular lemonade and I'm half and half. Regular
lemonade and iced tea.
Oh, interesting.
And
bait.
And bait, huh? What is bait?
It's
Oreo cookie and then pudding and Oreo cookie and a worm.
And a worm, all right, that is appetizing. What's your theme going on with your table here?
Camp Kids lemonade stand.
Are you guys big campers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you often have lemonade when you're out camping?
No.
Do you guys like lemonade?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So how's it been going so far today?
Good.
Good.
Have you had many customers come by?
Yes.
How many do you think?
100.
100? Wow.
100.
Cool. How much money do you think you've made so far?
A lot.
What have you learned being a lemonade stand owner?
To speak
loud.
It's fun. Well, good luck with everything. I hope you sell lots today.
Thank you.
My name is Matea Boatwright, and I am 17 years old.
I'm Michael Boatwright, and I'm 15 years old.
So what do you guys got going on here today?
Well, we're selling lemonade. We have rhubarb lemonade and regular lemonade. And there are 2 other members who are here, too, but they went inside the store to get warmed up.
It is a little chilly out here.
Yeah, it is.
You guys are kind of in the shade.
Yeah, we've been in the shade all day.
Your lemonade is probably nice and chilled, though, on the plus side.
Yeah, that's true.
So what made you guys decide to do a stand?
Well, we needed a way to fundraise, and we thought it would be a good way to get ourselves out in the community, our FFA chapter, and a way to raise a little bit of money, too, while we were at it.
Tell me about FFA.
So FFA stands for Future Farmers of America. Well, that was his old name before it was changed to the National FFA Organization several years ago to reflect the growing diversity of agriculture. It's not just farming anymore. It's a student-led organization that teaches leadership, public speaking skills, all good skills to learn all for the rest of your life.
So are you raising money for the organization or for your participation in events?
It's for our chapter, yeah. To go to events, we want to go to the Alaska Wildlife Conservation Center. We want to go to state convention and national convention and other activities too. Just we do a lot, so we need money to be able to fund all of our activities.
One glass of lemonade at a time.
Yeah.
What's been your favorite part of doing this?
Meeting people. Freezing has not been a favorite part.
Yeah, I'd ask you what the worst part is, but I think we've probably touched on that already. Learned any good business skills from hawking lemonade?
Everything isn't free. Everything costs money. You have to be able to make enough to pay for your expenses. And you can't expect people just to hand you money and have to take risks.